Music and with The Roxy. Right now, I'm actually working with a really talented photographer named Michael Thomas. Well, Mike Thomas, all the photos on my Instagram page of like my live shows at The Roxy are all taken by him. He does a lot of other shows in the city as well. He's fully for hire. I highly recommend if you have a live show to hire him. He really knows how to capture live music moments. The reason why I actually met Mike and wanted to work with him is because I did my first original show, like, ever at the Roxy just at the tail end of COVID. And I somehow ended up meeting him through another friend's show, and I asked him, would you just come take some pictures? I liked what I saw of him doing. And then just through conversation and the effort and the love and the thought he put into this photo shoot. He even messaged me to ask if there were certain color tones I want in the photos. And he even went out of his way to not only take pictures of the live show, but he managed to get a picture of me hugging every single one of my band members at the end, and like me being emotional with my friends. And like, I didn't even know he did that. And so when he sent me in the photos at the end, I literally called him crying, being like, you went above and beyond. This is such a memorable day for me. And you managed to make it even more special by capturing these moments.
Yeah.
And see, he's just so worth it. If you guys need a live photographer in Vancouver, anybody, he's so worth it. Mike Thomas, you can see him on my Instagram. If anybody's interested.
I have an interesting question. When I put shows at the Roxy, there was always, I think he was a Roxy staff, he'd be adamantly taking pictures all the time. Is that the same guy? When I put shows on there, usually a guy who works at the Roxy, he takes photos.
Is he a taller guy?
Yeah, very tall.
Yes, it's probably him then.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah, so Roxy actually has hired my, because of the show I did with him.
Oh,
and
okay.
When Kristen was still there, I went to Kristen and I was like, you can't let this guy go. Mm. Like, we need to like use him. And so now the Roxy, Jason actually, because he runs.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I noticed that. He was very adamant at taking photos, and So was I when I was putting the shows on.
Well, the Roxy hires him now to do them.
I try not to take pictures of the staff because I was warning in the rules. Mm-hmm. No pictures of staff.
We have to ask permission, of course, to get pictures of people. And the people on the stage are obviously giving permission to be photographed and filmed and such.
At the far end of the stage, the stairs going up, there's usually a guard or a staff guy there just to make sure no drunk person runs up to hug you.
They still try, for sure. It happens from time to time. But we do have great security staff at the Roxy that make me feel very safe, which is wonderful.
I've talked to a lot of them. They're very nice people.
Oh, they're wonderful. The best bouncers are the most calm, gentle people.
Yeah, they are. The big, tall, black guy, big roly-poly, he was really nice. Mel or... forget his name.
There's so many.
Very nice guy.
They're all wonderful. They're all so kind.
More secure having him there.
Oh, I always do. I need them there. I'm always like, you guys take care of me. There's a lot of weirdos out here.
But then again, I've noticed like the young people these days, they're very outgoing, expressive. When I met you, I was dancing and stuff, and the kids are all laughing and just having a good time and easy to talk to.
Everyone's very outgoing there. It's a really positive environment.
It's a very different crowd than it was, say, 30 years ago.
I would say my favorite thing about performing at the Roxy and just being at the Roxy in general, I love how eclectic the audience is. Mm. I love looking out at the crowd and seeing such a variety of human beings. It's not like one of those clubs where you walk in, like, you know, when you look at someone, you're like, what are you doing here? Like, there's not one person in that audience that does, like, there's like an 80-year-old man and a 19-year-old girl, and like, the variety between, I love that because I personally think that's what music's supposed to do. It's supposed to bring like
people together.
A live show is supposed to just bring all the energies of everybody together and make it a really positive, uplifting environment. And my favorite thing about my job and what I do and why I'm like just so addicted to performing is just that energy exchange between people. When you look at someone's face singing the same lyrics you're singing to them, smiling, and you're bringing joy to someone through just screaming in their face.
Okay, so like I said, let's talk about coffee. Do you drink coffee?
Oh, yes.
Okay. How many cups a day do you drink?
Exposing me. I try to have one to two.
One to two, yes.
But I do work till 3 a.m. Exactly. Multiple times a week.
Right.
So, yes, I do partake in a little bit too much coffee from time to time. I would say I'm 1 to 3 cups.
1 to 3 cups.
1 to 3 cups kind of person.
That's what I was wondering. Like, how do you get it through, all night working, doing that kind of a shift?
I also drink mud water a lot, though.
Yeah, I've seen that ad. Yeah.
I've started swapping to it just to be like, I can't be such a jittery lady.
Right. So what does it taste like?
It actually is really nice. It's like kind of almost like cinnamony and like, I would say it's kind of got more of a chai vibe to it, to be honest.
Okay.
But you can add whatever you want to it, just like coffee. I really enjoy it, to be honest. I know I have people who it's not really their thing. It doesn't necessarily taste like coffee, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, as someone who like also really enjoys coffee, it's just a way for me to get a little energy without... I just can't gyrate all day long.
Yeah, no worries. Okay.
What's in it? Gargantua?
It's like a mushroom-based supplement. So it's really good for your mind and calming your nervous system and like focusing you at the same time as giving natural energy.
Yeah, I'm very much like you. I wake up in the morning and I put a 6-cup coffee on, and then I have it in a larger cup. So that usually fills. I have 2 large cups of coffee. And
well, you'll be just firing full cylinder.
That's enough for me, and I start feeling a bit jittery too. But I don't drink coffee in the afternoon. Maybe once in a while, blue moon, I'll have.
I'm drinking it right now. I'm currently drinking coffee in this mug.
Never in the evening, because I find it just gets me too wired, and I can't get to sleep. So.
Well, I don't need to sleep, and I can't. So,
all right, we're gonna be back with more Josephine Walker after the break.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Beginning of February.
All right. Yes. And Josephine was talking about new releases. What? Tell me about this, girl.
I mean, I just released Shattered, which was my first ballad release. First song I ever wrote during the cried during the write, which was a sign that it was going well, I guess. I'm really proud of this song. I took a bit of a hiatus in releasing music for about a year and a half, just had a little bit of a crazy year and took a break for personal reasons, but I'm so stoked to be back doing it. It feels really good. It really is quite motivating to get back at it. So I will be releasing more music in the new year as well. I won't give too much information, but I do have a few more songs I'm hoping to get out the beginning, like late January, early February. I have about 3 more to release for this EP to be completed.
Yes, let's hear Shattered right now.
Thank you.
Wrote a letter I don't want to send, 'cause I don't want to know. For every high we ever had, I found a hidden low.
Take the memories back.
So tell me about Shattered.
Okay, well, Shattered, my first ballad release, as I said. I wrote this song. I mean, it's obviously about heartbreak, being left shattered, if you will. It's not about romantic heartbreak, though, which I feel like everybody thinks that is, like, the only way to get heartbroken whenever you hear a sad song. I actually had a really big falling out with one of my dearest girlfriends. It's a happy ending. We actually, after I wrote this song, made up, and we are in an even better place now than we were before. But we did have a really bad fight and disagreed on some things, and it was really sad. And I was genuinely left heartbroken by it because I love this person very much. But I did get a damn good ballad out of it. So that's why I said to her, I was like, at least I benefited with a ballad out of our big fight. But we did make up, and I messaged her literally on the day of the release saying how grateful I was for her and like how close I feel to her now because I was able to like express myself in this way through our fight, and like now we're even closer now because of it. And that's again one of the main reasons why music is so beautiful. It has a way of bringing people back together even the darkest times, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. Okay, and we were talking about instruments. Do you play any?
I grew up playing piano and guitar. Mm-hmm. I still dabble. I'm currently right now relearning everything because I was a little lazy and didn't do it as much as I should. I've definitely focused on performing and vocal performance a lot more, but I've really enjoyed practicing again and getting back into it again and just diddling about and taking some lessons again just to like crisp up my skill level again. I'm really looking forward to getting better at piano, honestly, because I played it for years. I did like up to what was it, like the Royal Conservatory level. I did up to level 9, I think.
Wow,
it was.
Look,
and then
at
I
you.
Just was that teenager was like, boys, not piano. And like now obviously, as mom says, I fully regret it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you're gonna relearn.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm rebooting it back in.
Okay, so tell me about the next song, and it's called Better the High.
Yes. Better the High. It's so funny because this song, I mean, obviously if you're from Vancouver, you partake in the weed. This song was written off of a line that I randomly was hanging out with a couple girlfriends, and we were enjoying our time. And I jokingly said, you know, the harsher the smoke, the better the high, man, kind of thing. And I literally said it like jokingly like that. And then my girlfriend was like, we were just a little high. And my girlfriend was like, that is such a good lyric. And I wrote it down.
Yeah.
In like my journal years ago.
Right.
And then I sat down to do this right, and we wanted something more heavy, and I knew how I wanted the song to go. We didn't really have that hook yet. And I was just going through my journal, and all of a sudden I saw this random line that I wrote down in the middle of the journal, and I was like, oh my God, like I've never used this. And we just were like, that's the hook, and we went from there. But it also does, we were initially, the topic was meant to be about mental health as well, like basically just your mind running. And the song was written during COVID, and there was a lot of time to think back then, a lot of time to just sit around with your thoughts and just having them drown you. And we kind of collaborated that hook line that came more from a comedic place, but with the mental health part of just feeling like you're drowning in your thoughts. And I guess it was just a way to numb those
amazing
evil thoughts that you get.
All right, better than high on CJSF.
Fading away, but I'm dreaming. Chasing around all my demons. I'm putting out fires in my mind. Waited, dragging me down. I can't take it. All I hear is my voice, and I hate it. I'm running in place. The better the high. Pushing the smoke. The better the high. Changes push me around. I can face it. I get lost in the sound with my bloodshot eyes drifting away. The better the high. Hush of the smoke. The better the high. The hush of the smoke. The better the high. Hush of the smoke. The better the
love it, love it, love it. Okay, so we're on TikTok Live, folks, and somebody has a question.
Yeah, guys, we said to ask some questions, sorry. And one of the TikTok people here has asked, if I wasn't a singer, what else other career would I follow? Good question. I mean, I will always have my foot in music no matter what. But before I went into that, I did have a dream of being in fashion. Fashion is a very big pull creatively for me as well. My show, I mean, it's probably one of my biggest comments in TikTok and such is my show outfits. I really like to push the limits fashion-wise. And the stage is such a fun place to push fashion and wear something outlandish. I feel like also when I dress kind of out there, it gives people permission to like dress how they want to dress. Because there's always these, like, everyone's worried about being judged. And like, I personally, like, through stage performing, have been able to push my boundaries and be more creative in that way, and it's really built my confidence. And I love sharing that with other people. I love discussing with other people. And honestly, even though I am in music, I fully still do have a goal to be in fashion in some way, shape, or form that will 100% come into my career in some way.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, love that. Okay, so how would you describe your fashion? I don't, because people can't see on the radio. So what are you wearing today?
Oh, well, today's a little bit more of a cash outfit. I mean, I got a black sheer long sleeve shirt with a bralette.
It's a sheen, yes.
It's a very sheer shirt. Studded belt with chains, some ripped up Rocky baggy jeans, and I got a pointed stiletto toe wedged boot on. I love some chunky silver jewelry. I'm always a silver jewelry gal. Always. No gold for me.
Uh-huh.
What does John in the house think about her? She looks very beautiful.
Aww. Thanks, guys. So sweet.
All right. So let's talk more about stuff that's happening around town. So December 1st, we have Dead Bob with the Vicious Cycles at the Pearl. So I think this is a new venue. It's on Granville somewhere. But yeah, December 1st, 6 o'clock. And what else is happening? Ooh, let's see. Yukon Blonde, Shuggie Tour. That's happening 2024 in January. So yeah, if you like something funky like that, we're going to play some Yukon Blonde right now on CJSF. And we are back. And what else is happening around town? Oh, at the Roxy, December 23 is Mash Town. And that, yeah, so something, I don't know what they sound like, but they're going to play some Christmas songs, I believe. And if you love punk, Lagwagon, December 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater. All right. So we have to tell people where they can find your music.
Well, guys, Spotify, obviously. Follow me on Spotify. Like everything. Add it to your playlist. I'll love you forever. But my Instagram is Josephine_music. My TikTok is also Josephine_music. You can follow me on all those platforms. It's a great way to support individual artists like myself. My TikTok is such a supportive community as well. I really love the live music community I've been building with them. They are a very supportive, loving group. They bring me confidence. They're so kind. I love sharing it with them. I love hearing the feedback of when people come into the bar saying that they've been following me through social media and it means something to them. Even last night, a girl came up to me and just so touched my heart with the things she was saying to me. And it all means so much to me. So help me build my community. community. I love you and appreciate you all for doing so. As I said, Josephine_music for both those platforms, and follow me on Spotify, guys, because I got new music coming in the new year, and I can't wait to share with you guys.
And we're going to end with the song Permanent Ink. Tell me about that.
Permanent Ink. Okay. Well, I wrote this song with a dear friend of mine, Bobby Smith. She is also with The Heels, which is a really great girl group, country girl group in Vancouver. They're doing really well, doing things in the States now and everything. Also wrote this song with Brian Stead, a fellow musician as well. It's about... basically, well, it's referencing tattoos, of course, and just basically, like, the pain of, like, everything's worth the pain, basically. Anything that's worth something might be painful in some way, shape, or form, and it's just touching on that. It was a really fun song to write. I really enjoyed it. It was very emotional, actually, because at the time I was obviously pulling off of something very emotional and personal. But I love writing with Bobby, and hopefully write her again with her very soon. This is actually one of my favorite songs on the EP.
Do you have any tattoos yourself?
I do. I actually spent a lot of time with tattoo artists. My current boyfriend, Dan Eccles, in Vancouver, the Bad Company Club Tattoos, Gastown. I have 26 tattoos currently. I've obviously gained a few more with spending time with so many tattoo artists, such as my boyfriend. But I love tattoos. I think it's a great way to express who you are on the inside, on the outside of your body. It's a way to bring individualism to yourself. It's just also a way for artists to share their art with people in a more personal, intimate way. So I love the fact that I actually wrote this song way before I even met him. That's why it's his favorite song as well. Because obviously it's about tattoos.
Well, thank you so much, Josephine, for coming on the Wham Bam Eastland Show.
Thank you so much.
Wham Bam.
Eastland, baby.
Baby.
All right. Here's Permanent Ink. We'll catch you all next week on the Wham Bam Eastland Show. The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. So stay tuned for that. This is DJ Meddy signing out.
Of my best days and worst nights. One or two that got me through the shit in this life. Thankful for the skies and pain that picked me up since start again. I wanna make it hurt like a tattoo. Even when I bleed. Shades of gray that paint the outline of my dark side. You're the colors drawn that bring me back to life. Sorry that I overthink, my nerves just get the best of me. Don't know where I'd be without you.